Good morning, Grace City Church. I'm telling you, today is Mother's Day. May I give a thumb up to every mother that is with us. You are special, special to us. And we believe that God has great plan and great blessing upon your life. I asked for some videos, and I received 5 videos with Mother's Day greeting. I'm going to show 3 of them before I preach. 2 of them I will show it during my preaching. One video I got is from one of our chartered member or couple, Hoping and me. Then I got, 2 from the powerhouse. The powerhouse Zoom, their video. The powerhouse Central, one that is led by Robert. Then Central 2 that is led by Gil. So watch this video, then I'll come and minister the word of God.
Good day, church. I just want to encourage all our brothers and sisters in Christ on the word given by God in Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So on our part, we should also follow the laws and the orders of the government and be more careful and observe what they have recommended to us. That's all that I have to say. And my wife wants to add.
Hello, you there, lovely mothers and lovely and beautiful mothers. We'd like to take this time to wish you all happy Mother's Day for today. May God bless you and keep you always. Bye for now.
Thank you, everybody.
Hi, church. How are you going? Greetings from Powerhouse Central. It's great to see you all. And we just hope that you are being blessed today on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
And all the aunties as well, and all the grandmas. Anyway, we're having a great time here on Zoom, and we're just so looking forward to being able to be with you all again physically as well. Yeah. So a word from Karen.
Okay. Just wanted to give a special welcome and best wishes for all mothers everywhere on Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Just a reminder that, Proverbs 31 gives an excellent description of a typical mother's life. Up before dawn, working her hands to the bone, providing for her family. Sewing clothes, making meals, providing for the poor, and being treated with love and respect by everybody. And mothers do play a key role in families, and we pay homage to all mothers everywhere and grandmothers everywhere today.
Amen.
Love you heaps. Miss you all. Take care.
Hello. This is a greeting from the Powerhouse Central One. Yeah, and we have a members as far as from us. Adelaide, that's Jackie. Welcome you. Yes, and for those who haven't joined Powerhouse, well, you may consider join any of the Powerhouse in the Great City Church. I just want to share one that I learned from when I was in Far North Queensland last year. That's the problem that you are facing today. It's just an opportunity for God to do for you or through you what you can't do by yourself. All right? Mm-hmm. Yes, and a happy Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hello, everyone from our Central Powerhouse. Give best greetings to all of you. Praise God for keeping us safe, well, and healthy. Thank God for His provision and protection. We just want to thank you for His grace and mercy in our lives. It is indeed God blesses all of us abundantly more than we ever ask or imagine. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Right.
Amen.
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 Josh.
Oh. Oh, me. Go on, Mother. There's a saying that says that you want to see God, you look at the mothers. So to all the mothers, Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank Happy you. Mother's Day. Thank you.
Oh, hi everyone at Grace Family. It's such a joy to be able to be in touch with you all again, and it's a wonderful time that we are able to celebrate Mother's Day despite the pandemic, that we can actually be in unity as a family, Grace Family. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and shall we all say together now?
Happy Mother's Day.
Blessed Mother's Day.
Yes.
Well, it's Happy Mother's Day. I always call my mom on Mother's Day, but I will not be able to do it this year. Not because of COVID-19 or restriction. I could not, because she is no longer here. Mothers, what is your first thought when you think of your mother? For me, this thought has always constantly been on my mind. My mom gave me her jewelry so that I could go to the pawn shop. In Australia, you call it the cash converter, so that I can pawn her jewelry, get the money to pay for my high school examination fees. Our world is full of mother, but I only have one mother who is special to me. Staying in her womb for 9 months, kicking, struggling, stretching, bring that connection with her. She knows my cry, my up and down. And she knows my smell. I remember she ever said, "You stink, you should take a bath." There is no one like my mom. No one can take the place of my mom. She is not perfect, yet still, she is my mom. It is said that when your child reached 18, a mother would have spent 18,000 extra hours on that child generated work. What about one who never have children? They enjoy up to 3 extra months in a year. Mother life is a busy life, a demanding life, and her duty covers from alphabet A to Z. Sometime, and most time, in her busyness, especially today, when the children are at home, the husband is at home, she can simply forget who she is. My Mother Day message to you is entitled, All is Well. Just from one verse in 2 Kings 4, verse 26. When Prophet Elisha saw the Shunammite woman far off, he told his servant Gehazi to ask, to meet her and ask her this simple question: is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? And her answer was, all is well. This verse talk about an unnamed Shulamite woman. She is wealthy, and she is also generous. generous to Prophet Elijah. She went to her husband and said, "Can I set up a guest room for Prophet Elijah?" And when Prophet Elijah passed through in his travel, he would stay in the guest room. Prophet Elijah, the man of God, one day asked his servant, Jehazi, he asked him, "How can I bless this woman for her hospitality?" The servant mentioned that she has no son and her husband is old. No son with an old husband. This is in another Abraham and Sarah. But Prophet Elijah called the woman and called her at this time. Told her at this time, next year, you know, you will be holding a son in your arm. What a word given to her. A prophetic word of promise that says next year, you know, at this time, she will be able to hold a child. Something that she longed for so much in her heart. A prophet word must come to pass to be known as the prophet of God. The prophecy was fulfilled. The woman have a son, but few years later, her son became sick. He did not recover. He died that same day on his motherland. Her woe as a mother crashed. "Oh, my son, oh, my boy," instead of mourning for him, mourning over her loss, she rushed to Mount Carmel without stopping to see Prophet Elijah for her second miracle. Do you need a second miracle on this Mother Day? God is here. The miracle worker is here. The way maker is here. The promise keeper is here. He can do far above what you ask, imagine or think for your life, your marriage, and your family. So Prophet Elijah sent his servant to meet her, and his servant asked her three beautiful questions. These three questions reveal how God sees motherhood. This is how God sees mother, and I hope you will see yourself the same way God sees you. Every mother is a person with three or more roles: a woman, a wife, a mother, and one day, a mother-in-law and a grandmother. Before you are married, you are a daughter and a woman. After married, you are a wife. When you have children, you are a mother. One day, when your children have their own family, you are a mother-in-law and a grandmother. Now, these three beautiful questions that the servant asked this Shunammite woman is the same question that I want to ask you today. Personally, is it well with you? The first question that the servant asked is directed to her personally. This unnamed Shunammite woman, you can feel your name there. Is an individual person, an individual soul with needs, feeling, dreams, and purpose before she needs to see herself as a wife and a mother. This is her basic need, a woman created in the image of God. Genesis 1 verse 27 tells us, God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. The question asked to her is it well? The word well is shalom in Hebrew. The prophet wanted to know, was she all together and at peace with herself and her family? The question, is it well, also means, are you happy? Are you in good health? Are you whole? And are you okay? The first question is the well focus on you, your personhood, not on you being a wife or a mother. It has to deal with your name and your identity. Your wellness means your happiness, health, wholeness as an individual person is important to yourself and to all those who love you. You can never find them in your role as a wife or a mother. But your wellness is found in your personhood. We are understanding your wellness is in God. You will struggle with low self-esteem and insecurity. And you will look towards others to make you well. The harder you look to others, this is where expectation comes in. And when expectation comes in, you will be disappointed. And when you try to outdo others, to prove to others that you are worth it, that you are good, you will be disappointed. And then when you look to better than others, I need their approval. I'm telling you, all this will bring disappointment. Your wellness is not in your look, in having things, or in others. Your wellness is in Christ. Every mother, I encourage you, develop your wellness by developing your personal relationship with Christ. You are first a person, a woman, an individual soul, and your wellness, happiness, health, completeness, fullness, self-worth, wholeness, and identity is being who you are in God and not your role as a wife or a mother. God created you as a woman. Amen to that. So, keep short hair or long hair, whichever suits you. Wear pants or dress. Can I ask you, not just black, put some color in what you wear. And put on makeup. Go to the beautician. Go shopping. Do whatever that makes you feel as a woman. You are made this way. Whether you are by yourself or married, your wellness is in God. Is it well with you? Today, you are first a woman before you are a wife or a mother or a grandmother or a great-grandmother. And God loves you for who you are, a woman created in His image and likeness. Develop your personhood by growing physically, emotionally, and spiritually with the help of His Word and His Spirit. Spend time with God. Spend time with yourself. You need space. Spend time with other women so that you can minister to one another as women of grace. Personally, is it well with you? The second question as a wife, is it well with your husband? One day, the birds sang sweeter, the sky looked bluer, the flowers smelled fresher, the air is thick with love, and the knight in shining armor stepped into your life. Days become weeks, months, and years, and both of you walk through the aisles, two flesh become one. Now you take up an additional role on your life as a wife. But you are still a woman. Your basic identity as a woman should not be buried, hidden, or lost, but rather develop your personhood and let it empower your role as a good mother as you grow upwardly, inwardly, and outwardly. The second question to her was, is it well with your husband? Some of us may think that she was asked this question because her husband was not with her. True in one sense, but the deeper meaning is no one will know how well her husband is except she herself. If a wife does not know the wellness of her husband, who else knows? There are two women who said this to me. I know how many worms are in you. That is a frightening thought. My mom and my wife. It's frightening to know that you cannot hide from your wife. She knows everything. She sees you in, and nothing is hidden from her. She can tell when things are not right because we have become so much of one another. There's a story in 1 Samuel 25. It's a story about this man called Nabal. He was a hard, stubborn, unreasonable, and difficult man. You can be sure if he's dead, he won't treat his wife very well. But one thing that was fortunate for him, he has a good wife. Some of us are so blessed with a good wife. Most of us are blessed with a good wife. When David's man came to him for some food, he refused. Not only he refused, he insulted them. And when David's man came back to David and said, we asked him, he said no, and he insulted us. David was so angry, and he gathered his men, and he wanted to go and attack him. But this man's wife, named Abigail, she was a good woman. She understands her husband. She knows her husband. You could say she's the person who really knows how well is her husband. So she gathered strength and she went to meet David. And this is what he said to David, I know my husband. Wow! What a way to put it. And what kind of person he is. Wife, do you know your husband? Do you know him? In our world today, people talk about soulmate, to share your mind and your heart. And some find their soulmate in others. But I want you to know there is no better soulmate than your spouse. God make her to be your companion, your helper, and your soulmate. It's not just sharing the same address, sharing the same bed, but sharing one another life. So wife, is it well with your husband? Wife, what does your husband need? He needs your respect. He needs you to honor him, notice him, esteem him, praise him, love him, admire him, and not forgetting to fill his stomach exceedingly. This was what his mother was doing for him till he met you. I call it the silent and unspoken competition. But he loved it, spoiled by both. Husband, all your wife needs from you is your love. Your love. And of course, your credit card. And not your understanding. You will never, never, never understand woman. Therefore, God command us to love her and never command us to understand her. Understanding her would be an impossible command. Husband, I need to tell you, you need your wife more and more as you grow older. Her memory is better than yours. She is stronger than you, and she lives longer than you. The trend of COVID-19 is men die more than the women. The reason? Because they have better immune system. Maybe one of their immune system is that they talk. They need to talk. Do you understand when you come home, they want to talk, but you just want to lie on the couch, read the paper, hear the news, but they need to talk. It could be their immune system, because they don't keep in their heart. They get it out of their heart. But men is different. We keep things till he worn us out physically and emotionally. An English professor wrote this word on the blackboard. And then he asked his student to punctuate it correctly. This is what the English professor wrote. Woman without her husband is lost. And the man came out and wrote, woman without her man is lost. But the woman came out and put it this, woman without her man is not only lost, man is massive loss. Do you understand why? Sometimes the woman had to put an extra word because they are created this way. Sometimes they just want to say one more word. I could understand this because Adam and Eve, when they talk about should I eat or should I not eat, finally Eve said, eat, and he ate. Today, I want to encourage you, husband, do something special for your wife. Do something special for her, not just on Valentine's Day or her birthday, but do it not just only today. Do it every day. Occasionally, have a candlelight dinner. It goes a long way. Put a diamond ring on her hand. It goes a longer way. But both candlelight, diamond, and a holiday goes the longest way. Invest in your wife. She is the mother of your child. It pays great dividends. Today, you are first a woman, then a wife. One loved and cherished by God and your husband. Your husband needs you more than he knows, because God has made you to be his companion, helper, and soulmate. Pray for your husband. Be his soulmate so that he share his heart with you and not with another woman. Let me ask you, is it well with your husband? The third question. I want to show you these two videos as I come to the third question that the servant asked this Shulamite woman.
Good morning, Grace City Church.
We greet you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we would like to share from the Word of God from the book of Psalm, chapter number 27, verse 13 and 14. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We wish you a very happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
And stay blessed.
Hi. Hi. Good morning, Grace City Church.
We hope and pray that our Grace City Church family will be safe, joyful, and blessed during this challenging time. We know that we can't have our Sunday coffee together, physically separated, but definitely spiritually we are connected. We thank God for His daily grace, mercy, and providence. We would like to share a small passage from the Bible today.
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient to you, for my power is made perfect into weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me."
We love you all, and happy Mother's Day to all our lovely sisters in Christ. Till we meet again, bye from the Weppers family.
Happy Mother's Day!
Oh, thank you. Till we see again.
Well, I show you two videos. The first one is the newness mother at Grace. It's Cheryl with the husband here and the daughter here. The second one I show you is the mother with two miracle children, Jacqueline, Joshua and Jeremy. First, this question, is it well with your children? First, you are a woman. One day you become a wife, and then you are blessed to be a mother. A mother is a blessing, is also a privilege, but you also have an awesome responsibility. Proverbs 31, verse 28 says, "Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he prays or boasts about her." You know, when you look at the Hebrew word mother, it means ami. It speaks of this meaning, the bond of the family. Mother is the bond of the family. It also speaks of mother is a force that strengthens and holds things together. That the mother is a bonder, a strengthener, and a holder. I tell you, when a father is away for months, when he comes back, everything is neat and tidy. But when the mother is away for a few days, the clothing is unwashed, the kitchen is in the mess, the house is untidy, and things fall apart when she returns. Mother holds things together and bond the family together. What is motherhood? Motherhood is more than a biological function. Motherhood is a ministry. It's one of the toughest ministry God ever gave anyone. At the workplace, she can quit her job, change employer, join the union, and go on strike. But at home, she cannot quit. Definitely, she cannot change her children, unionize or strike, because she is stuck with the children and also with big baby husband. This is called family love ministry. Mother work from alphabet A to Z. It's amazing that the mother has the capacity and grace to wear different hair. She's the beautician for her daughter, year 12 born. The GP for a little cut to the broken heart. The family judge over the daily dispute of the family. And she is the zookeeper who feed and clean the pet when the children say, "Oh, give me this pet. I promise you I will look after it." But the mother is the zookeeper at the end. Now, they took a poll and they say, with overwhelming agreement, that raising children and taking care of big baby husband require as much intelligence and drive as holding a top CEO position in the corporate world. Who told you your mom is not smart? When you think of motherhood, 24 hours on call. Mother, do you know why your husband give you a phone? Let me tell you, to check where you are, what are you doing, and most important, what is for dinner. 7 days a week, day in and day out, sun or rain, no annual leave, no public holiday, no sick leave, no pay, no job description, no job keeper benefit. That is mother love ministry. With all the sacrifice and the love that the mother give, children, the best blessing you can give your mom is your obedience to God and to her. Start here and start today. And all family members can help mother to enjoy her love ministry by working and cooperating with her. Today is a special day for children to arise and bless their mother, and for husband to bless and praise their wife for being great mothers to their children. One day, God will bless every mother in their faithful love ministry and promote them to be grandmothers. And many will come and say, "You are the blessed one." So, mother, when I ask you, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your children? I pray your reply is the same as the Shunammite woman. She replied, "It is well." Not, "I hope it is well," but rather, she believed and she know it is well. And this is faith declaration. Though her son is dead, she believed he could live and all is well. I believe with God's empowerment and God's grace, anything and everything for your life, your marriage, and your family can come with this faith statement. All is well. Mother, you are more than a mother, more than a wife. You are a precious woman loved by God, by your husband and your children. And all the sacrifice you make will be rewarded. God bless every mother. Give them good health, good strength. And I pray that you will enjoy your motherly love ministry. Happy Mother's Day. I want to pray for you. If you are a mother who do not know Christ, He can be your helper. He can be your strength. I pray that you will come to know Him. But let me pray for every mother's. Dear Father, we thank you for every mother with us. You have given them capacity and grace with much gift and talent within them to fulfill their motherhood. They are rich in you, not poor, but rich in you, Lord. Father, the sacrifice that they make for their family, they work with their hand nonstop. We pray that you will empower and you will touch their hands with your love and grace. We pray for strength and good health on every mother, whether it's stay-home mothers or working mother. Help them to see and witness and rejoice in the fruits of their motherly ministry. We especially pray for single mother who must lean solely on you. We thank you that you are faithful to surround their children and to give them special grace and strength for their motherhood. We also pray for those who never had the privilege of bearing children, but they are so generous in their heart to care and nurture a standard family, the poor and needy children, for you. You bless them greatly. Most of all, Lord, on this day, we honor Mother. We love and cherish the special woman you have, who has born us, who have nurtured us, and we pray for their well-being. We pray, oh God, that their hearts will be overflowed with you. For we thank you, Lord, that you have knit us in our mother's womb. And Lord, you have given us all good mother. Bless them, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you, and we'll see you next week, live stream.